open your eyes again.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psych Show, this is Bob.
He ain't no holla back girl, he ain't no holla back girl. Everyone smiles.
What is that supposed to mean? What does that even mean?
I heard it today, I don't even know what the hell it means, I don't know.
What's a holla back girl?
Is that like getting jiggy with it?
I don't think so.
I don't
either. I don't know if you should be saying that. I mean, maybe you're saying you want to take it up the butt. Hello?
Yeah.
No response. Okay.
That is, you think that's a call for a girl that...
I don't know.
That will not, you know...
I have no idea. No clue.
I don't know. You came up on these things. I was just going to see, you know, what your take on it was.
No, I don't know. Well, I think you just like to sing whatever you hear on the radio, but that's just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You especially like Rod Stewart songs for some reason, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like emulating his life or something. I don't know.
Emulating his wife or something.
Life, not his wife.
Oh. Oh, this is getting weird, man. I don't really want to do this show. This show is getting really bizarre. Yeah.
Rob,
I feel very uncomfortable.
Love that Rod. Love him.
Rachel Hunter.
Well, you do have a swimsuit calendar coming out, so.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's going to buy it, but, you know.
Probably not.
It's for charity, folks.
Yeah.
Of course, it's his own charity, you know, but.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
This is my calendar. Help me get liposuction. You paid for the before, now here's the after.
Yeah, I want to fill that 5-gallon bucket with the fat out of my ass.
Yeah.
Wrong.
It's Miles' title, Liposuction 2018.
Free samples, the first $3 you got.
There you go. You pay $100 for this calendar. You get the after calendar plus your own test tube full of my fat. Hermetically sealed, of course.
Enjoy my fat and your bacon.
It's kind of like GAC. You know, when back in the 90s, the Nickelodeon had the GAC?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like. It's kind of GAC-like.
The green slime or whatever.
Yeah, green slime, yeah. Miles Title's Ass Gack. Oh, my Lord. So, Miles and I are both... This is a sleepy episode, so if one of us nods off...
We're both baked right now, I'm telling you right now.
I'm tired.
Tired is bullshit. I love tired of it.
So, I went... You won't believe it, but I went to a concert recently.
You went to a concert?
Yeah, you know, like a rock and roll concert, not like, you know, a kid's concert.
Did you see that lady from England that won, who's got talent, or Susan Boyle?
Susan Boyle, yes. I got backstage passes to Susan Boyle while she was in town.
Hello, Bob.
Who's the pretty one? Who's the fat one with the glasses? Looks like a woman.
So,
who did you see?
There was this thing at downtown St. Louis at the Fox that was a Beatles tribute band.
Oh, okay.
Called right. Rain, R-A-I-N.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Oh, you've heard of Rain, actually?
Yeah, I have. I think they've actually been around here, believe it or not. Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of them. And I guess my son mentioned that he would like to go see it, or like to go see, you know, he wanted to see the Beatles. He wanted to hear the Beatles part of it, right? And yeah. So my wife got tickets for us, and so we went a week or so ago. And it was interesting. It was a good show. You know, a little loud for me, but, you know.
Yeah.
A little too crowded, but.
A lot of costume changes.
Yes, yes. They were the Beatles in their entire arc from Cavern Club to Let It Be.
Wow.
And they played songs from all the different albums, you know, and.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was quite the extravaganza.
I'd go to that.
Well, a lot of people would, apparently. A lot of people did.
I'd go to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a good concert. And they actually played, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
And sang and had the costumes on. There was, like, a whole light show and you know, multimedia extravaganza with the fog and all kinds of stuff. So.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a little loud for me, but
Did your son enjoy it?
He did. He enjoyed it.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, and I would say that he's a big George Harrison fan.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
George Harrison was exceptionally well versed on the guitar there, so.
Nice.
He enjoyed that, so.
I'll be mine.
But yeah, they played Beatles. They played, you know, some George Harrison, you know, with the Beatles, where he did a couple songs, and of course they played one with Ringo as well. So
Ringo,
that's right. So and they had the voices and everything. But I'd say, you know, the guy who played John, the guy who played Paul, were kind of the leaders.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and the guy who played Paul was very into it. I mean, he was really into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, super into it. So he did a good job. Yeah. Got a hole in my pocket. And, but they had, you know, but the funny thing was they did all their own, all the media was either like newsreel footage.
Yeah.
Or they recreated stuff with those people who were on stage in the newsreel, right?
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't the Beatles at the, you know, when they showed a video of the Beatles at the news conference where he's, you know, saying, you know, how about the rich people rather than the jury or whatever. It's those guys. And they redid them. So that was kind of neat.
Oh, wow.
And so when they went off to do stage and costume changes, they played little highlight reels, you know, to get you up to the next, you know, era or the next album or whatever. And they even had like a Yellow Submarine knockoff animation thing. But it was kind of neat because those guys did an Abbey Road picture and they went, you know, and they put some effort into it, you know.
They're right.
But, you know, the reason is because they didn't want to pay for all that, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, then keep a little bit more money.
But, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Best concert you ever saw.
Oh, it was certainly a very strong 7 or 8. I mean, it was well done. I mean, very well done.
Yeah.
Concert-wise, very well done, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, the problem, I'm past prime concert age, so, you know.
Yeah.
And I've only seen a handful of concerts because I just cannot stand to go most of the time.
Yeah.
In fact, I was really only there because my son wanted to go, so.
Well, sure. Well, you got to.
I got to, exactly. You got to, so.
I do the bad thing, man. Like, all right.
If I would have been asked, you know, I'd be like, nah, no thanks.
Nah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Get the album and I'll listen to it later or something. You know?
Yeah.
That's not my kind of thing. But here we go. I'm trying to be a good father, like Miles Tidal is such a good father, and so I went.
Is there any song that they didn't play that you wish they did?
No. I mean, but I know a lot of the song. They didn't play everything, obviously, but no, yeah. they played a good mix, and I mean, they did a good job of playing.
Yeah.
It all sounded really good. They had a dude that, on keyboards later, you know. Billy Preston was a keyboard player, but this guy was no Billy Preston, but he was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. So we're there, and it's a lot of older people, mostly. I mean, there were some younger people, but honestly, it was a lot of older people and a lot of women. I mean, a lot of women.
Oh.
Yeah, you would have loved it. This would have been... You know, you would have been hanging out by the bathroom all night because it would have been a steady stream for you two.
Sexy grandma! Sexy grandma!
So, we're, you know, I'm looking around and it's mostly like couples and things. And there was a few kids and whatnot, but not a lot that I could see from our vantage point. But we were on the floor, so it was hard to see. And, but there's this guy kind of kitty corner in front of us off to the left. And he come in and right away, and my son picked up on this too. He's like, "Dad, that guy's drunk." I'm like, "Already? I mean, we're just starting this concert. You really think he's, I don't think he's drunk, son. He's not drunk.
He's not drunk, son. I'm not drunk.
And so... Because they served alcohol at the place, and so he always would like he'd go away and he'd come back with two beers and he'd just drink them. And he'd go away and come back with two beers and he'd drink them, and he did this all night long. And like after the first like set, you know, they like were the Beatles from Ed Sullivan, you know, era.
Yeah.
They did a costume change and everything. He's like, "One more, play one more." But the problem was it wasn't even close to being done with.
Yeah.
So in this guy's mind, he got like an hour and a half encore.
Lucky I spoke up, huh?
Yeah, everybody's thanking me. It's like, dude, it's just the first act.
You better be buying me beers, everybody.
And they did four acts and an encore, and so and this guy would yell that after every song.
Yes, everybody, come
on. No, he'd just say, "Play one more."
One more.
And he was kind of dancing around, and then he was obviously with his wife, or at least somebody who, you know, acted like his wife or something. And about partway through the show, he kept turning around talking to these women behind him. He wasn't even talking to her. And then you go, "Play one more.
Man, Paul, I love you, Paul.
And I'm like, "Yeah, you know what, son? Maybe he is drunk. Maybe you were right. I could be.
See.
I think I could be wrong about this."
Nice.
So yeah, this dude was a total trip. And then, the weird moment was, I'm trying to remember that guy's name. You know, in Yellow Submarine, there's the little fuzzy guy. What was his name? Like Randy or something. What was his name?
Yeah, I'll go with that. Okay.
You know, he's got the hole in his pot. He had the hole for a while. Oh, shoot. I can't remember his name now. Anyway, so. I'm standing there, it gets to be towards the end of the show, and my son's to the left of me, and on my left, I feel like this person tugging on my pocket close to my waist.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm turning, and I'm looking at him, because he's rather tall as well, and I'm like, and he's like looking down, and there's this little tiny woman, Jeremy. So Jeremy was the name of that little guy. "I'm Jeremy." And I'm like, she wanted to get through, and we were blocking the row. But that was like, she was so tiny. Her head was barely above my waist.
Was it the lady from Poltergeist?
No, she was Jeremy.
Was it Linda Hunt?
No, yeah, it was like Linda Hunt-sized woman. She was so tiny.
Yeah.
I thought a child was tugging on my pants, and I was like, this is odd.
Hey, large boy, out of my way.
And I mean, I'm not... it's hard for regular people to get past me in a row of seats.
Yeah.
Luckily, we were standing up, and I kind of backed up. She kind of scooted on through, and I guess she had to go to the bathroom or something. She never came back. I guess she took off. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, you know, kind of those odd experiences where it's like, who's touching me? I'm looking at my kid. Looking at my kid, and I'm like, why are you tugging on my pants? And he's like, looking down like, not me.
It's a fucking midget look.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. He's like giving me the head nod.
Stay on the light, Carol Ann.
I'm like, whoa. Excuse me. Sorry, lady.
One more.
Yeah, that guy's one more. Yeah.
Encore.
Another. This guy. And he was like, I don't know, he probably was in his 60s. I don't know. So it was, you know, he looked like an executive of some type. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, weird, huh?
That is weird.
One more. So, what's going on with you? I'm hanging out with drunk executives at Beatles tribute bands.
Midgets and executives, as you hear it from.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, this week is all about music, I guess. So this week,
you joined a band?
You joined
a ska, band, and you're going to be the guy that dances.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
No woman, no kind. Boom, 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 boom. So, for the longest time, like at work, I don't know why, but they played country western at work for quite a while on the radio station, right?
Country and western. Both kinds, country and western.
Which, you know, I don't know, it was just really, you know, a chore to listen to it. And now we've gone to like top 40 all of a sudden, like in the last year or so.
Your cheating heart.
Yeah, that wasn't that quite country. It was more uptown,
Oh, it was like the new country.
Yeah, your Florida Georgia Line.
Oh,
you know, okay, whoever. Right. I don't even know these people's names anymore. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, anyway, so I listened to a different radio station, and like all week they're like, we're having giveaways for St. Patrick's Week.
You're having the what kind of giveaway?
We're going to give a lottery. We're going to do lottery tickets.
Oh, lottery tickets. All right. Sounds like Johnny Fever giving away the lip balm or something. Okay.
No. Yeah. Actually, one of those ladies did come in last week and ask about that. She was laughing. But,
we got this lip balm from down at the choke and puke.
Miles, I can't swallow anymore.
But my lips are so tan.
You gotta be the 10th caller. Be the 10th caller and you win some lottery tickets.
Oh, well, hey, you're all over that, aren't you?
So I'm like, oh, shit, I don't have, you know, I was pretty busy all week, and I don't really, I mean, I tried a couple times, but, you know, I was like, I can't do it, and then.
Yeah.
They don't even, you know, like, announce the number, you know, like, if you don't write down the number, you're pretty much screwed, you know.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Shit with that number, man, like, I don't know.
You can look it up, they got a website.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, so I don't
want
to do that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I want the lottery tickets.
My shift was not quite all done yet, but all of a sudden, like, they play, like, the magic noise you gotta listen for, you know. When you hear the juicy fart, call in.
When you hear the cow plop, call in.
When you hear that queef, call on in, and you're gonna...
we're queefing for dollars.
So, like, I'm at work, and I'm, like, trying not to get busted, you know.
Right,
at work, and I'm like, that may not look good that I'm at work, you know, trying to win, you know, giveaway from the on the phone. And,
maybe, you know, maybe not. I don't know. Then you're supposed to be working.
So, I'm like, okay, one time. I try it one time. If it doesn't work, I'll never do it again, right? I never do it. Next thing I know, hey, man, you're the big winner. Hey, number 10, win.
You won?
Like, I won.
Well,
I know they record people when they win too. I'm like, oh shit, oh
yeah. Did you put your son's name down?
I'm totally playing it. What?
Put your son's name down.
Did I what?
Put your son's name.
No, I used my own, but I was like really playing it down. Like, hey, Dad, you won, man! Are you excited? Yeah. Hey, what's your name? Miles. What? Miles. Hey, Miles. Hey, man. Hey, where do you live? In the state. Oh, okay. All right.
In
yeah.
the state.
All right, man. You won. You won the crazy prize package, man. Come on down.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, oh, okay. And, like, they played it, like, immediately after I won. They played it. Like, oh, shit.
They played you being a jerk.
I know. Like, that time, like, it was closing time. It was, like, right at closing time when they played my part. And I don't think anyone heard it. Like, oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. You got busted.
So the guys, you know, the guy's like, hey, man, you know, what? Once I knew he was done recording, he's like, hey, man, we're closing now, but you want to come in tomorrow, like, at 8 o'clock, man.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't even get him today, huh?
I'm like, oh, okay, all right. So I go down there next day. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Well, there's always somebody there, isn't there? It's a radio station.
Well, there was. So I go in there, and, like, the front desk, there's no one manning the front desk, right?
Okay.
So I can hear, just there's an office. I can't see what's going on, but I can hear that there's, like, some meeting going on with, like, keeping out, like, maybe 3 or 4 people at the most, you know?
Okay.
And these guys are talking shop, you know, like, hey, man, we got to get our demographics up, man. We want to really, you know, market, you know, this and that, and, you know.
Yeah. Did you say, okay. I was in radio, I could help you out with that.
Yeah, they're just going on, and I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm like, well, surely, you know, someone will come out and see me or something, right? So I ding the bell. I'm like, ding! Nothing. This meeting just continues on. Like, I never rang that bell. Like,
right. Well, there's somebody supposed to be out there, and they're calling you.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
They're calling into another radio station to win the prize.
Yeah, all right. I'm like, oh, my God. This time, like, all of a sudden, like, I hadn't, like, you know, gone number 2 yet in the morning. I'm like,
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, man, I got to get going to work, man. I don't really have time to wait for this.
Yeah, I got to go to work because I got to take my work shit.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, man, I really...
That's the first
brewing,
half hour of my
know?
Day. Come on.
Oh, my God. It was brewing bad. I'm like, oh, man. So, like, some dude, like, walks out. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to show you one of this cool picture of me and, you know, Randy Macho Man Savage. Yeah, go get it.
He's been dead for, like, 7 years.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Whatever the hell it was. So he walks out to take something off the wall. He's like, oh, hey, you're here. What do you want, sir?
I won a lottery tickets.
Like, yeah, I go, can I have my lottery? So, oh, yeah, well, let me get the DJ.
No, oh, Christ.
Even though this guy could have easily done it, you know, I mean, he didn't, you know, his important meeting, you know.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, I get some, you know, like some 8-foot-tall, like, DJ comes out, like, hey, yeah, you would have ride that mile.
It was a Wolfman, tall Wolfman Jack, like, or what?
This guy was like freaking tall. I mean, shouldn't that be Christmas? God damn, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. Weird.
So this time I'm like, oh my God, I was fighting, you know, like, the guy finally gives me my stuff, you know, like, hey, here's all your cool stuff.
Here you go, here's a scratcher and a penny to scratch it off with.
Here's your $1 you won. You know, like, oh.
Good luck.
Oh, my God. I got to work. I took the largest crap I've taken in a long time.
Oh, my goodness. Were you scratching your lottery tickets while you were crapping, or what?
I was trying to keep it on the down low, you know, because it came with some swag, you know, so.
Oh, what kind of swag?
Like a cool, you know, kind of like Lincoln top hat looking guy, and
What, like a doll?
It's like a real hat.
It's a hat, a Lincoln hat. Okay.
Yeah, you know, like they still, you know, like a top hat.
Yeah, a stovepipe hat. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, just some stupid, you know, the sunglasses and a pen, you know, all the stupid crap.
Well, that's weird.
So I won.
So how many lottery tickets did you get?
It was like, altogether, it's like $60 worth of lottery tickets.
Wow. Did you win?
So far, I've won about $49 so far.
Wow.
And there's a drawing tonight, so if I win tonight, I just want to tell everyone to kiss off because,
Well, you know, ever since the Star Trek incident...
Yeah.
I will be expecting my $24.50 in the mail, along with any other winnings that you get in the future, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of a marked man after I interrupted the podcast of the troops.
You know? Yeah, I know.
I can't go there anymore now.
I know, but you took the Star Trek tickets...
I did win some cool Star Trek tickets a long time ago, and back I maybe neglected to tell you.
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2009, and so any winnings that you get, you know, I get it's 50%, just so you know.
All it was the Star Trek movie at an IMAX. Not a big deal.
Oh, no. Oh, there was an understanding that you know... You crossed the line there, title.
It was not, we didn't have any kind of written agreement, per se. So.
Oh, no, but it was verbal. It was verbal.
It wasn't even verbal, really.
Yeah, no, it was verbal.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, any good stuff you get, you split with me, so.
I did. I gave you George Takei saying, oh, my. I mean, that was probably worth more than the tickets.
Yeah, but I didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
So, just saying, yeah. I'm trying to hold on to this, you know, you owe me 50% of whatever you're, I need the custody of the hat during the summer, and,
I'm going to send you the, extra small shirt they had with it, by the way.
Hey, well, maybe you got somebody you can give this to, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, no one can wear this shirt. I mean, it's impossible. No one can, this tiny little baby shirt they threw in with it. I'm like, what the hell is this? It'd be like a belly shirt on me walking around.
You can use it as a sweat rag in the summer, okay? All right. Hey, get out of here.
There you go.
Are you farting? That's what they say. Are you farting?
Yeah.
No. That's fine. Well, I'll be expecting my cut any day now, so.
Any day now. Wait for it.
Well, I hope you win big in this last drawing, so.
Yeah.
So then I can get 50% of that as well. So
count on it, yeah.
Yeah, we have witnesses, you know. Witnesses.
Yeah. Yeah, count on it.
Oh, my Lord. Ripping me off. Maybe we'll get some static here for the end of the show. I don't know. I'm just going to let it record till the stag plays. You cannot say anything if you don't want to, but...